Reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has decided to close his school, pack up his books, tie up his books, and the students are following him. They're also tying up their books and say, "We want to go with you." And then Vrindavan Das Thakur, he speaks here. He says, Hailon papishta janma na hoila takane, hailana vanchita se sukha darshane. Just by seeing those who saw the Lord's scholastic pastimes, one is freed from material bondage. I am such a sinner that I did not take birth at that time. Therefore, I was deprived of the sight of those blissful pastimes. So this is the admission of Vrindavan Das Thakur. So this is also a response. Vrindavan Das Thakur is narrating this pastime, and he's also including his response, his emotional response, how he's feeling, certain feelings of lamentation. We read verses from the Shastra. There's three, there's unlimited, but there's at least three basic viewpoints. What is being said in the verse, Adibhautika Vichara? Well, how this verse applies to me, Adiatmika Vichara, and how this verse applies to transcendence, Krishna's viewpoint, Gauranga's viewpoint, or the Lord's viewpoint. And it's Adi Daivik, transcendental. So now, on one level, Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, just by seeing those who saw the Lord's scholastic pastimes, one is freed from material bondage. In other words, if you have darshan or nitya parishad of the Lord, then you can get liberation. But me, what's my position? Vrindavan Das Thakur, the son of Narayani? In a very good position. I did not take birth at that time. He took birth shortly after. His mother was devotee of Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda. Therefore, I was deprived of the sight of those blissful pastimes. So now, that's what the verse says. Now, what is our response, or how does this verse apply to us? Then we have to think. So how this verse applies, at least on one level, it can apply to us, because he's describing this pastime, then he's responding to it, and he's giving his response here. So we also read pastimes in the different books. So now we can respond to this verse by saying, yes, I also read about the pastimes of the Lord and his devotees, and how they're interacting and they're rolling on the ground in ecstasy and they're being embraced by the Lord. And then we can take the indication from Vrindavan Das Thakur, although we may not have the same bhav, but at least we can attempt to feel like that or try to adopt his feelings and respond like that. Oh, yadihi gora hayuhoito, as our Narahari Sarkar, I think he wrote one bhajan. He said, "Where would we have been if it wasn't for Lord Chaitanya adventing in this world?" And then, so when we read it, we hear about these pastimes, as our Narottam Das says, "Ye anilo premadana." He says, "More." He beats his head on the rock in his vilap, his lamentation. Why wasn't I there? Where is Krishna's Kaviraj gone? I cracked my head against the rock. Where is my Krishna's Kaviraj? Where is my Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur? Or why, you know, I joined this movement, but how, I'm so unfortunate. Why didn't I take birth in 1950 and I could have been in New York with Prabhupada on Second Avenue? And I could have been with Prabhupada in the happy days on Second Avenue. I'm so unfortunate. So when we read Lilamrita or we read any scriptures, as Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, I'm such a sinner, I didn't take birth at that time. So we can think also, I'm such a sinner. I was born in this 20th century. If only I was born in the Renaissance time, only 500 years ago. Of course, I was born. I was also here, or somewhere on this planet, in some form or another, crawling or flying or creeping or doing some activity. I was living in this, but I wasn't there. I wasn't with Mahaprabhu. How unfortunate I am! I missed it. Oh my Lord. Please, okay, I wasn't there, but your leelas are going on eternally. So I missed it that time. I missed it in the past when you were here 5,000 years or 500 years ago. But I don't want to. I want to enter. Please, I want to have Lila Pravesh. I want to qualify myself. I lament that I wasn't there and I took birth a few seconds too late. Where I was a sinner, so I wasn't able to enter. But now I'm reading and I'm attracted and I'm interested and I want to enter. I want to become. Please make me qualified. Please fill me with the adhikar and qualification that I can go, because now these pastimes are going on. I'm reading about the past. Oh, it happened in Navadvipa Mayapur. But it's also happening in Mayapur Navadvipa now in another universe. So please accept me. Let me in. I'm knocking on the door. My knocking is my endeavor. My knocking is my actions, that I'm trying to act in such a pure and sincere way by being your humble servant, that you will open the door and accept me in your eternal service. Well, this is the response to this very nice thing he's telling here. Tadapiya e kripakara mahashai se vidya vilasamora rahuka ridhai. Again he's praying, Vrindavanas Thakur. Still, O my Lord Vishambhar, grant me this one favor. May your scholastic pastimes always remain in my heart. Se vidya vilas mora rahuka ridhaya. Rahuka means like rahasya, means in a secret cave of my heart. Rahuka ridhaya. Vidya vilas. There's so many rati vilas, vidya vilas. There's so many vilases, intimate exchanges with the Lord and his devotees. This is vidivilas. So he's saying, all right, if I was only born a few years earlier, I could have seen it. I could have been there. I could have been your student. I could have been one of your Sanskrit students. But I took birth a few years too late. Anyway, I'm lamenting, and that's my bad fortune. Why am I bad fortune? Because I'm papishta. He says in the previous verse, he says papishta. I am papishta. I am an abode, a stan of sin, papishta. That sin is within me. I am the abode, a stan of sin. So I'm a sinner, so I have no qualification. That's my bad fortune. But don't forget, still, I'm reading about these pastimes, I'm hearing about them, and can you bless me that they will stay in my heart? That although I can't live in those pastimes, and I miss the opportunity to physically be there, But can I have a heart and I have a mind and I have memory? Will you bless me that your pastimes will be engraved in my heart, will be inscribed in my heart? So this is because from Krishna comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Sarvasichahamriti sannivishto matak smritir gyanam apavanam sha. Smriti and apavanam. Smriti means remembrance, apavanam means forgetfulness. So if he's kind, if he's willing, if he's merciful, if he's reciprocating, then he can make all these pastimes, lock all these pastimes in the core of my heart. Rahuka ridaya, ridaya, rahuka, vidivilas, vidivilase rahuka ridaya. So this pastime or any pastime, Rasleela, or Gopi Geet, or any pastime we read. As I mentioned yesterday, we pray to the pastime. We pray to the participants in the pastime. We pray to the Lord. We pray to the Bhagavat that's revealing and containing these pastimes. And we pray to the author of the Bhagavat who's compiled these pastimes, Vyas. And we pray to the speaker of these pastimes who's seeing them, Shukadev. And we pray to the listener, Prikshit. And then we pray to the Lord, please may these pastimes enter deep in my heart and be locked in my heart as eternal memories. So that's one level of seeing this verse. Padaila navadvipe vaikuntara rai adyapya china ache sarva nadi jai. Evidence of the scholastic pastimes of the Lord of Vaikuntha is still seen throughout Nadia. In other words, you can go on Navadvip Mandal Prakama and you can visit the house of Gangadas Pandit and they can show you the room where he taught Sanskrit to Nimai Pandit, or they can show you the bank of the Ganga. You can see the Leela stans of the Lord even today. They're being preserved there and different deities are there and houses and temples and places, and you can be reminded, yes, he was really here, and these pastimes really happened. And oh, I just missed it. Chaitanya lilara adi avadina hai avirbhava tirobhava e vedekai. Vrindavanas Thakur says, although the Vedas describe the avirbhava and tirobhava, the appearance and disappearance of Chaitanya, Chaitanya lila, there is actually no beginning or end to his pastimes. Avadi. Avadi. Adi avadi nahai. There is no beginning and there is no end. Adi avadi. Chaitanya lila adi avadi nahai. There is no beginning and there is no end because it's nitya. A nitya lila. The sun, does the sun have a beginning and an end? Sunrise, sunset, oh, there it is. No, the sun is always there. Our vision, we see it, it's avirbhav, we see the sunrise, and it's tirbhav, it disappears. It's just from our vision, but the sun is always shining. We're moving in such a way, at one point in time we're in front of the sun, we see it, another point our planet turns and we have our back to the sun, we can't see it. The sun is in the same place, it's not going, rising and falling, it's always shining. Nityalila is always shining, always seen, always visible, always being enacted. Krishna Lila, Gaur Lila. But our vision is impaired due to our position in material energy. He mati paripuna vidyara vilas sankirtana arambera haila prakash. In this way, Vishambhara's scholastic pastimes came to an end, and the congregational chanting of the holy names began. As we mentioned, when he tied up his books, that was it. He tied it up, closed the chapter, tied up the books, closed the chapter. Material scholastic pastimes closed. And Sankirtan, Nam Sankirtan started, but it doesn't mean that the spiritual scholastic pastimes closed. Material shiksha, no more material shiksha of Sanskrit, but still he gave so much shiksha. Rupa shiksha, Sanatan shiksha, means teachings, shikshastakam. And he summarized everything at the end. All the teachings he gave to Rupa Goswami, and all the teachings he gave to Prabodhananda Saraswati, and all the teachings he gave to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and all the teachings he gave to Sanatan Goswami, and all the teachings he gave to Haridas, and all the teachings he gave to Raghunath Das, all the teachings he gave throughout the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which were also scholastic, but these are Brahmangyan, Brahmavidya, Paravidya, not this Sanskrit vidya, Kavi, Naya, Vyakaran, Itihas. It was not that. This is all transcendental scholarship, Paravidya. And that all those teachings were summarized in the last chapter of Anti Lila in 8 shlokas. They're called sutras. And they contain the whole gamut of Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. This is amazing. Thousands and thousands of shlokas he spoke to Rupa, Sanatan, Prabodhananda, Sarvabhauma, Bhattacharya, and so many. And then finally he said, all right, let me summarize it all. Just as Vedavyas, Srila Vedavyas had written all the Puranas, 18 Puran, and 108 Upanishads, and Itihas, Nupa Puranas, and Mahabharata and everything. And finally, then he summarized everything in Vedanta Sutra, right? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did the same thing. Shikshastakam is Vedanta Sutra. This Mahaprabhu's Vedanta Sutra. Because the entire Vedic knowledge is compressed there in 8 shlokas. Much, much smaller than Vedavyasa's Vedanta Sutra. Yeah, there's quite a few hundred verses in Vedanta Sutra. So this is the essence of the essence of the essence, the quintessence of wisdom, Vedic wisdom. The purport to this verse, Emate paripurna vidyaravilas sankirtana arambera haila prakash. Aramba means to begin. Upon the inauguration or beginning of the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna, Vishambhara Mahaprabhu's scholastic pastimes were completed. The word Sankirtan refers, in other words, what does this word mean? We use it all the time. What does this word mean? It refers to congregational glorification of the names, forms, qualities, associates, and pastimes of Srihari, as well as the hearing of such topics by service-inclined persons. That's very nice. This is the special characteristic of Sankirtan. Unless the names, forms, qualities, associates, and pastimes of Krishna are properly glorified, or unless they are glorified without offense, there is no possibility for materialistic people who are forgetful of and averse to Krishna from time immemorial to give up their absorption in material objects. If topics of the spiritual abode or transcendental topics of Krishna do not reach materialistic persons who are attached to sense gratification, then various concocted ideas or attempts for sense gratification will become prominent in the name of religion and thus create chaos in this world. Under the influence of his all-auspicious causeless mercy, the all-auspicious ocean of mercy and most magnanimous Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dev protected the inhabitants of this world, who were achaitanya, devoid of spiritual consciousness, from their absorption in matter resulting from ignorance. Or he awakened the pure spiritual propensity for serving Krishna in the hearts of the animate and inanimate entities who were devoid of spiritual consciousness. By preaching that the ultimate result of cultivating spiritual knowledge is to achieve the perfectional platform of serving Krishna. In other words, when he was teaching all the Sanskrit to his disciples, Shishyagan, then he finally decided to give them the essence of everything, Krishna Bhakti and serving Krishna. And that's what he did. This is the ultimate scholarship, the ultimate development of scholarship is not to be a pundit of Naya Shiromani Pandit, but the ultimate development of scholarship is to surrender to God and engage in His eternal service. Chatur dikke ashu kante kande shishigan sadaya haya prabhu palina vachan. The students surrounding the Lord were choked with tears as He mercifully spoke to them. So now they become very soft-hearted by this transcendental knowledge and merciful dispensation by the Lord of love. So their hearts have melted, and now they're starting to, their throats are choking up and they're crying. Right before, these same throats were vilifying the Lord. The throats, the necks and throats of the students, the Shishigan, they were vilifying the Lord, vilifying Vishwambar, saying he was a murka, he's a fool, stupid. And his life errors are disturbed. Now the same students, they're crying, and their throats are choked up. Parilana sunilana jatadina dari Krishnara kirtana kara paripona kari. Vishwambar said, my dear students, you have studied and listened for many days. Now, let's get down. Now let us chant the names of Krishna together and make everything complete. Krishna Kirtan Paripuna Kari. This is the complete, this is the perfection. Paripurna. Not only Purna, perfect, but Pari. Pari means from all sides. Like Paribrajak. Braja means to worship, to wander. Braja. Braja means to wander, to go. Pari means everywhere, here, there, everywhere, up, down, left, right. So paripurna, pari, means from all sides, from all directions, from all angles. Complete. And what is that complete? Krishna kirtan. Because Krishna kirtan means complete glorification of Krishna with all of our mind, heart, and senses. Purport. Saraswati Thakur says, Vishwambar actually said this, quote, and he gives another phrasing of this, as a result of studying and hearing linguistic literatures for so long, I mean Sanskrit texts, I have understood that chanting the names of Krishna is the only essence and fruit of such studying and teaching of Sanskrit. It is the only purport of the Vedas. Therefore, O students, you should constantly engage in Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years, which extinguishes the fire of the conditional life of repeated birth and death, which is the prime benediction for humanity at large, because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon, and which is the life of all transcendental knowledge. Sound familiar? That's the translation of the first verse of Shikshastika, Chaitadava Marjana. Shishigana balena kemana sankirtan apane shikayena prabhu sri shachinandan. Shishigana, the students asked, how shall we perform sankirtan? So they're surrendered souls. They're accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as their guru. They're humble. They have feelings now. They're emotional. They're humble. They're surrendered and they're making inquiry. Tabadipranipatena pariparshanina sevya. So they're pranipatena, they're submission, they're submissive. Now they're making prashna, inquiry. Well, how do we do it? You say this is the only thing. So how do we perform sankirtan? Sri Shachi Nandan. The son of Shachi taught them by his own example. Like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Repeat after me. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govindaram Shri Madhusudan. Hare Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govindaram Shri Madhusudan. And then we add Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan. Sometimes we say Shamakunda Radhakunda Giri Govilan Madan, was it? No, that's the song, but there's another reason. Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan, that's what we say, yeah. Because we don't have any Kalindi over here. Shamakunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Mohan Haribol, Haribol Haribol Nitai Gora Haribol. So we don't have the Kalindi. So we have Madan Mohan, we have Gopinath, and we have Govinda. Sri Govinda Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Shamakunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan. So we don't need any more. Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama. Gopal, we have Gopal, we have Govinda Ram, Madhusudan, and Shamakunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan. Sri Govinda Gopinath, Madan Mohan. Bas, Hogya. Anything else, you keep it with you. You take it back to Raman Reti. O Lord Hari, O Lord Krishna, I offer my obeisances to you. Oh, you're known as Hari Yadav Gopal Govindaram Sri Madhusudan. So, Disha Dekhaya Prabhu Hatte Talidiya Apane Kirtana Kare Shishiganalaya. Vishnubhara then demonstrated for his students the process of kirtan by clapping his hands while chanting. They asked, how do you do it? Well, you take the kartals, you wrap them around your finger, and you go, ding, ding, ching, ding, ding, ching, ding, ding, ching, ding, ding, ching. That's called teental. 1, 2, 3. Bing, bing, ching, bing, bing, ching, ding, ding, ching. I was showing someone how to play kartals once. So he's showing. Now, see, this is the mantra. First, the Sankirtan means his mantra. Kirti, the names of the Lord. Gopal, Govinda, Ram, Sri Madhusudan. Now that you have that down, now you start clapping your hands in time. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan Gopal Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. And then, like this, Vishwambar? Yes, I think you have it. It's not so hard. The Lord demonstrated for his students the process of kirtan by clapping his hands while chanting. I was showing this one person, one devotee, how to play the kartals. So they were playing the kartals. I said, now add chanting. As soon as they chanted, they stopped playing kartals. They go, boom, boom, ding, boom, Hare Krishna. No, I said, Hare Krishna. I said, okay, you just play the kartals and I'll chant. So then they play the kartals. And I said, okay, now you chant. Hare Krishna, ching. And then they stopped. I said, no, you have to get the two together, kartals and chanting. So finally they got off the ground and got it down. So the same thing is going on for generations. The last 500 years, people have been showing people how to chant Hare Krishna. The Lord is inaugurating the Krishna consciousness movement on the banks of the Ganga in Mayapur 500 years ago. Now, students, clap your hands like this. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Ek, do, teen. Ek, do, teen. Apane kirtana nat karena kirtana chodike bediya gaya sabashishigan. The Lord of Kirtan, Kirtan Nath. You've heard of Gopal Nath, or Govardhan Nath, and Gopinath. It's Kirtan Nath. Well, because I've never read this book in Bengali. It's the first time I read it in Bengali. I read a few times in English. So these are very new terms. This is one of the thousand names of Lord Chaitanya. Kirtan Nath. We have Radhanath and Gopinath. Now we have Kirtan Nath. The Lord of Kirtan personally chanted his glories as his students surrounded him and all chanted together. So here's an example. Karina Kirtan, Chodike Bidigaya Sabashishigan. So they were doing it. Sankirtan is starting now. This is the primordial days of the Sankirtan movement. The arrogant scholar has quit school, stopped the school, closed down, quit his profession, turned in his PhD. Now he's starting to chat, and now he's spreading the brainwashing medicine now. He's starting to brainwash his students. Yes, you clap your hands like this, and you chant this secret mantra. I will initiate you. Gopal Govinda Ram, Shri Madhusudan, Acha. There, in the banks of the Ganga, underneath the Kadamba tree, the Sankirtan movement was born. This is the very beginning days. The baby of Sankirtan is taking birth. And who's the father? The baby of Sankirtan is taking birth. Who's the father? Vishwambara Mahaprabhu. He's the Kirtan Nath. He's the father. Says the Lord of Sankirtan. The phrase Kirtan Nath means the father of Sankirtan, the inaugurator of Sankirtan, or the personification of Sankirtan. Avishta Haya Prabhu Nijaname Ras. Garagari Jaya Prabhu Dulaya Avesh. Absorbed in the sweet taste of his own name. Because someone's asking us, how is it Krishna gets pleasure by doing bhakti? Nijanam Ras. He's drinking it up. He becomes a Avishta, becomes totally unconscious. Avishta, like a Vesh, he enters deeply into it. Absorbed in the sweet taste of his own name, the Lord rolled in the dust under its overpowering influence. So when we perform the nine limbs of devotion, hear about Krishna, chant about Krishna, remember Krishna, how does he get pleasure? He gets really a lot of pleasure. He starts rolling in the dust, hearing his name. The phrase Nijanam Ras indicates he who is engaged in kirtan is the object of the kirtan. The holy names of the Lord and the Lord himself are non-different, and Gaura and Krishna are non-different. Therefore, Mahaprabhu sings his own glories. The Madhurya Ras of Krishna, the Lord of Golok, and the Aishwarya Ras of Narayan, the Lord of Vaikuntha, are manifested. Mahaprabhu displayed the pastime of becoming absorbed in Krishna by relishing these transcendental mellows of the holy names and by giving up absorption in Maya, which is subordinate to Krishna. Bala bala bali Prabhu chaturdike pode prithivi vidhirnahaya achade achade. The Lord repeatedly fell down here and there while crying out, chant! Chant! The earth cracked under his repeated falls. Vidhirna achade achade. Achade, achade. Gandagola shuni sarva nadiyas nagar. Dahiya aila sabe takur ergar. On hearing the sound of the uproar, everyone came running to the residence of the Lord because the baby of Sankirtan took birth in Jagannath Mishra Bhavan. A baby was born. Everyone came to see the newborn baby. And the baby was crying loudly, uproar. Says Gandagola Shuni. Gandagola, this huge sound, everyone was hearing it. What is this? The earthquake. The tidal wave, there's a huge thunderstorm. What's going on? And it's coming, and the whole house is shaking over there. This massive baby's been dropped over there. This father of Sankirtan has given birth to a huge baby and is roaring. Let's go to the house and get darshan of the baby. Kirtan Nath has given birth. After all these years, we've been waiting. Nikate vasaya jata vaishnavera gar. Kirtana shuniya seva aila sadvar. All the Vaishnavas who lived nearby immediately came there when they heard the sound of the kirtan. Prabhu ravesha deki seva bhaktagan. Parama apurva sabhe bhave mane man. Parama santosha sabhe hailayan tari. Hebe se kirtan haila nadiya nagari. Emana durlava bhakti achaye jagate. Nayana safalahai e bhakti dehi dekite jata odatyara simha e vishambar prema deki lana nara dadiro dushkar hena udatera jadi hena bhakti hai na buji krishna richa e vakiva hai. When the devotees saw the Lord overwhelmed with ecstasy, they were struck with wonder and began to contemplate. They became fully satisfied at heart. They were thinking, now kirtan has been inaugurated in Nagdiya. Is there such rare devotion in the world? The purpose of the eyes is fulfilled by the sight of such devotion. Remember I was telling you, just to see the face of a devotee is purifying? Go backwards on the Parikrama Marga and see the yatris. That's what they're saying here. Is there such rare devotion? The purpose of the eyes is fulfilled by the sight of this devotion. What's the Bengali? Durla bhakti achaya jagat nayana safal bhakti dekite. The safal, the complete fruit of nayana, the eyes, is bhakti, to see this bhakti. Sudarshan. The greatest darshan, the most purifying, beautiful darshan, is to see the face of a devotee engaged in pure bhakti. It's called Sudarshan. It's the most purifying, elevating, because the bhakta is the abode of kripa. You can see the Lord. The Lord's face is very purifying, but not as purifying as the face of a devotee. Because the devotee is carrying the kripa of the Lord. The Lord doesn't have it. He has beauty, saundarya rup, and prem. So we'll be attracted, and we'll be purified. If we want to get the mercy, we have to get the mercy from the repository of mercy, the devotee. You see, when you see, I remember when I came here sometimes, take darshan of some of the great devotees here. They're so effulgent. So effulgent. And I would just walk in the room and feel, I didn't want to stop looking at them. So brilliant. Of course, sometimes they get sick or whatever, and this external covering appears there. But nevertheless, this purity of bhakti shines through all of that. This bhakti can sometimes illuminates everything, and sometimes it just illuminates the eyes, and all the beauty of bhakti comes through the eyes. So, nayana safala bhakti dekite. The purpose of the eyes, fala means the fruit of the eyes, the fruit of vision, the purpose of vision is, what is it? What should our eyes be used to see? We should use our eyes to see the face of the Lord and the face of the devotees. The purpose of the eyes is fulfilled, nayana safal, by the sight, bhakti dehi, such devotion. This Vishambar was the limit of all arrogance. Sima means limit, sima. Audatyara. It's interesting, the word in Bengali is audatyara, which means, we have a word in English, audacity. Audacity means that. Audacity means boldness, arrogance. So, audacity. Audatyara simaya vishambar prema dekilana narad diro dushkar. But now, we have seen love of God. That is rare even for persons like Narada. Narada, Dhiro, Dushkar. It's very difficult for him to get. If such an arrogant person can attain devotion, then we cannot understand the will of Krishna or what this person will become. This is what the people of Nadia were contemplating. Siddhanta Saraswati, in his purport here, he includes an excerpt from Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati's famous Sri Chaitanya Chandramrita. So this is the excerpt describing this same event from the Chaitanya Chandramrita. When the most merciful Sri Chaitanya Dev suddenly appeared in this world, there was no longer any need for yoga, meditation, chanting of mantras, undergoing austerities, renunciation, following strict vows, studying the Vedas, or strict principles of behavior. What to speak of these? Even those who were reluctant to give up their sinful activities happily plundered the topmost love, which is the crest jewel of all goals of life. When the most wonderful and opulent Sri Chaitanya Dev appeared in this world, even the minds of fruitive workers that were merged in the currents of formidable fruitive activities became pacified by attaining love of God. And though such minds were harder than the hardest stone, they melted by the transcendental mellows of bhakti. Even the hearts of persons who were engaged in the performance of intense yoga practice retired from such temporary practice and began to dance. In other words, all these karmis and yogis relished love of God in the spiritual kingdom of Adhokshaja. Now that Lord Chaitanya Chandra has revealed the path of pure devotional service, the materialists have given up talking about their wives, children, and material affairs. And scholars have given up debating the scriptures. And yogis have given up the trouble of controlling their breath. To hell with my pranayama. The ascetics have given up their austerities. And the impersonalists have stopped studying Vedanta. No one is attracted to anything other than the sweet taste of Krishna bhakti. In every home, there is a tumult. Means a loud sound of Hari Sankirtan. In everyone's body, there are symptoms of ecstasy. Shedding of tears. Hair standing on end. We're seeing everywhere. In every heart is the most exalted. In every heart, the most exalted and sweet spiritual path is manifesting. And this path leads them far from the path of the four Vedas, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. All of this has appeared now that Gaura has descended to this world. Chaitanya Chandramrita ki jai. There's more. When the most attractive and chanting Lord Sri Krishna appeared in this world with a golden complexion, the whole world was suddenly flooded with a nectarine ocean of pure love for Krishna and struck with wonder by seeing the extraordinary transformations of ecstatic love which were never seen or heard of before. In the past, many scholars became extremely proud, thinking themselves the omniscient masters of all scriptures. And many others thought that they had become perfect through the performance of austerities or the constitutional and conditional duties mentioned in the smritis. In other words, smartas. Smart guys. Some persons who were situated on the preliminary or advanced stages of Sankhya Yoga chanted the holy names of Hari two or three times. Yet, the hearts of all such persons were full of the cheating propensity. That was in the past. But now that Gaurachandra has appeared, love for Krishna has become common for all men. In other words, it's becoming available to everyone, including the most sinful, Jagai and Madhai. So now, Text 4:19. Shaneke hoila baya vishambara rai sabe prabhu krishna krishna balaya sadai. After a while, Vishambara Rai regained his external consciousness, but he continually chanted the name of Krishna. Bhaya hoila hubhaya katanahikai sarva vaishnavera gala ndariya khandai. Although Vishambara regained his external consciousness, he did not talk of external subjects. Rather, he cried while holding the necks of the Vaishnavas. Now, he's beginning to hold the necks of Vaishnavas here, and at the very beginning of his Sankirtan Leela, and we see also in the end of his Leela, this is a Madhya Leela, but we see in his Antya Leela, he's also holding the necks of the Vaishnavas and crying. And this is in the Gambira. He's holding the necks of Vishakha and Lalita, Swarup Damodara Goswami and Rai Ramananda. Sabamili Takurera Stire Karaya. Thereafter, all the Vaishnavas pacified the Lord and departed in great delight. So they got him steady. Takur. Sabamili Takur Stire. Then Vaishnava Sabha Maha Ananda. So everyone was in Maha Ananda, great bliss. Kon kon paduya sakala prabhu sange udasina pottaplai lena premarange. Some of the students happily took the path of renunciation by following in the footsteps of the Lord. Kon kon paduya. So that should be us. We should also follow in the footsteps of the Lord. Prabhu sange, sakala prabhu sange, premarange. This is Udasinapat, premarange. In order to follow the Lord's most ideal example of renunciation from the material world, some students accepted the orders of vanaprastha or sannyas. They did not accept vanaprastha or sannyas with the mentality of fruitive workers, nor did they accept vanaprastha or sannyas with the mentality of mental speculators. They were inspired by the intense ecstasy of Krishna's devotional service to accept proper Vaishnava vanaprastha or proper Vaishnava sannyas, because there's something called karma sannyas, which is forbidden in the age of Kali, in the Mahabharata. So karma sannyas means you take sannyas for the purpose of merging, suyuja mukti. Because that's generally what goes on, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So one is a grihastha, then he takes vanaprastha, then he takes sannyas. Then he goes through these different stages with the ambition or desire for moksha, any type of moksha. But this Vaishnava sannyas is taken for the purpose of developing love, prema. Harambila Mahaprabhu apanera prakash, sakala bhaktera dukha haila vinash. In this way, Mahaprabhu began to manifest himself, and the miseries of all the devotees were vanquished. Sakala bhakta dukha hoila binash. Because we had read earlier that all the Vaishnavas and pure devotees of Navadvipa, they were always crying and lamenting, "Oh, when will the great scholar join us? His father was such a great devotee, his mother was such a great devotee, his elder brother was such a great devotee, but he's absorbed in scholarship and being a big Sanskrit pundit and arguing and refuting." And so Advaita Charya and Srivas Thakur and the other pundits and devotees of Navadvipa and Shantipur, they were regularly meeting Haridas Thakur and discussing Harikatha and engage in Nam Sankirtan. And sometimes they would meet the proud scholar on the road and say, "Nimai, why don't you give up this scholarship and join us?" And he said, "Oh, you must bless me. If you give me your ashirvad, maybe someday I can become a Krishna devotee." So they prayed for his benefit and they gave their blessings. So now they're very happy. Sakala bhakta, all the bhaktas, they're very happy. Their duke was all vinash, duke vinash. That's a fact, that when Mahaprabhu began to manifest himself, the miseries of devotees were vanquished. So that's the Adibhautika explanation. But the Adiatmika explanation is how does this apply to us? So when Mahaprabhu begins to manifest in our life, begins to manifest in our heart, his teachings, his mercy, his Sankirtan movement, when that begins to manifest, prakash, Mahaprabhu, Apana Prakash, then Dukkha Vinash. Right? All of our sadness and happiness will be destroyed. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chanda Jana, Vrindavana Dasa Tachu Pada Yuge Gan. Accepting Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. Thus ends chapter 1 of Madhya Kanda of Chaitanya Bhagavat. And tomorrow, by the Lord's mercy, we'll begin chapter 2. Vishambhara Mahaprabhu manifestation at the house of Shivas and the inauguration of the Sankirtan. Yeah, definitely.
I related to the point that the students beforehand.
I would like to say after they became purified, and that was a byproduct of their purification.
Well, what I would like to understand more is the role.
Because they heard all that tattva.
Yeah, they heard.
And that purified them, because transcendental knowledge purifies. When heart becomes purified, then the pure emotions can manifest. And so by that, that's kind of like the sequence. So first they receive the sambandha, they receive, like Krishna says so many places in Gita, the transcendental knowledge which purifies, it actually purifies. So the transcendental knowledge brought them to the point of surrender, because their surrender was indicated when they packed up their books, and that was their surrender. So they had, the students received sambandha gyan from the Lord, and he also told Navideya, although they had not initially started practicing yet, but he outlined it to them. By receiving that sambandha gyan and of course his mercy in the form of that transcendental knowledge, they became purified of their attachment to Sanskrit and studies and materiality in general. And then the proof of that purification was that they surrendered and they gave up their attachments. Their attachment was Sanskrit. So when the Lord tied up his books, they tied up their books. Like, okay, we reject this, we give this up. But still, they hadn't actually committed themselves, nor had they exhibited any emotional symptoms. Then later, as when he started to chant, you know, the Sankirtan, then they responded by, when he asked them, they responded, now they became so purified that they had some emotional responses. And then they committed themselves, but they were already purified and prepared to commit themselves by receiving the teachings and spiritual teachings and mercy of Mahaprabhu. That's kind of the sequence that we saw. One thing led to another. But in their embracing and taking up the Sankirtan movement, it was not only an intellectual involvement which brought them to the level of surrender, but also an emotional involvement. Their hearts were into it. First he purified their minds, so they became a detached. But title of our books, okay, that's it, we don't want any more Sanskrit. But they didn't jump in and start chanting Hare Krishna with the Lord. They were still observing him. And when he inquired from them, they said, they were non-envious then. Their envy was purified and removed, because when they replied, when he asked, what did you see, what did you teach? So everything was perfect, what you said. And we want to join you, and you're the perfection of all knowledge. So their envy they had become purified by the transcendental knowledge. Their envy had become purified. Their hearts had been changed. Their hearts had been purified. So now they wanted to commit themselves, and their hearts were also into it, so they cried. And they joined him in the Sankirtan. And we also, something like that happens to everyone that comes. It's kind of a catharsis when one actually surrenders to a guru or to take up Krishna consciousness, which that's where it really starts. And then there's also first there's intellectual involvement in questioning and receiving knowledge, and then ultimately there has to be some emotional involvement. The heart must be involved. And we also may break down in tears or choke voice or whatever. Every individual in his own approach to guru and Krishna must go through some type of transformation, not only of mentality and intellect, but also of heart and emotions. Isn't it? I think so. And then if it takes one on those different levels, then his commitment will be much more deeper, much more sincere. But if it's only intellectual understanding and adjustment, then he surrenders only intellectually to the input of spiritual knowledge, then he makes a decision. It may not be so long-lasting or so deep or convinced about it. So we should be convinced, heart, mind, intelligence, mind, heart, everything should be convinced. Then we'll stick to it. Not here today, gone tomorrow. And that's why it takes time. That's why Hari Bhakti Vilas says it takes time. You have to stay with the guru 1 year minimum. and recommended 3 years. But we see now that people, someone gives a lecture and says, "Oh, you like my lecture? Would you like to become my disciple?" "Oh, well, yeah, okay." So it's kind of a mental response to a question. But even the intellect hasn't really been saturated with realization or conviction. What to speak of the heart? There's no heart involved at all. So then, 6 months later, gone. And premature acceptance, then quick rejection. Hare Krishna. Well, may never develop. You're supposed to hear from the spiritual teacher and serve the spiritual teacher. There's three parts there that are mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, and that's to be applied: submission, seva, and inquiry. And that's supposed to go on for a minimum of 1 year, and up to 3 years recommended. And during that course of study and seva and inquiry, one becomes illuminated with spiritual knowledge, sambandhagyan, and knowledge about the principles and practice of devotion, how to chant properly, how to study, how to read, how to serve devotees, how to engage in the limbs of devotion. And then if that student is applying himself or herself appropriately, there should be transformation, purification of mind, intelligence, and transformation of the heart. So then, after those transformations have gone on, then the conviction will grow and the person will say, "Yes, this is my guru. I accept." There becomes acceptance.